always say to people, I'm so lucky that I got to see him and I got to hold him, you know, and there's people out there that don't get that. And I don't mean that, I'm really sorry to them people, you know. And we were lucky. We got, you know, we got to see him and we got to hold him and we got, you know, and he was so special.
Yeah.
You know, he was just so special to us, you know, everybody that is a part of me. He was so special and he'll continue to be special, you know.
So you got to hold him,
mm-hmm.
and hit his features.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you were told then that, you know, what, say your goodbyes, or were you asked to want to take him?
Well,
we were
aware of the Little Angels plot. Yeah. We were made aware of that and we knew that we could take him home. That option was given to us, you know, that we could take him home. And myself and my partner, we thought that let me put this out. Everybody's for their own, okay? Everybody makes decisions, all right? And everybody will do the best that they think for their child. And we thought that the best wasn't to take him home and bury him in this big, huge plot on his own. That was our choice. You know, everybody's different, but that was our choice. And we're entitled to our decision, you know? I wanted him to go where there was somebody else with him. You know, he wasn't on his own. You know, I didn't want him to be on his own.
Other babies.
Mm-hmm. You know, my parents are concreted. My partner's is concreted. So it didn't work out that way, that we could bury him with them. So I didn't want him to go on his own because he was so special to us. I wanted him to go with people that had, you know, like these other babies, these little other angels. I wanted him to go in with them. That was a big thing to me, that he wasn't on his own, you know. And I knew I could go and see him whenever I wanted. I knew that there and all that. But it was never aware to us that we wouldn't get a plot number, or that we, you know, we weren't allowed to go to the burial, because we had asked a local priest, could we go to the burial whenever the blessing of, when Owen was born, we got a blessing done. And we said to the priest that we wanted to go to the burial. And he said that was fine, that was no problem, and that he could do a service. So that was fine. But it ended up then that on the 19th, I wanted Owen laid to rest. That was a big concern to me, because he had went through enough. I wanted him laid to rest, you know, at peace. He was at peace,
that
you
was,
know.
Was that 7 days after you'd had him?
Yeah, it's a week. There's a protocol in the hospital that it's a week. They keep them for a week in case you change your mind, if you understand.
Yeah.
So that was fine. I accepted that, and I totally agree with that. That's fine, because you just never know. Mm. We could have changed our mind, but I knew our decision was made that he was to go with all the other little angels, you know. And so we knew that we could go, but it ended up that I had to be taken back in because I had an infection and all the rest. And I still wanted the burial to go ahead on the 19th, but it was never mentioned after that. You know, it was never mentioned after that, because, you know, there was nothing more said about it, because I got out and the burial was to be on the 19th and all the rest.
So you thought that would happen?
Yes. So I was taken for a D&C. I've made that aware to people on the 19th of October, so I couldn't leave the hospital. I was on IV antibiotics. And I dealt with it. And that's the truth. In the hospital, I dealt with it. And I knew it was the right thing for him, that he'd be laid to rest.
So on that day when you thought he was being laid to rest,
mm-hmm.
were you going through this in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Are you imagining the process? Were you thinking of a time?
No, I was thinking about him.
Okay.
He's at happy. He's at rest now, and he's happy.
Okay, so you weren't thinking about what time is this at? Or?
No. I just wanted him laid to rest, you know.
And you thought, you just presumed, at some point they'll tell me where he is and I'll go and visit his
grave.
Yeah,
I thought then, once he was buried, that we would go to the the plot. Then.
Not that anybody had told you that was happening.
No.
It was just your thought.
I just thought this, because we're never explained that this is what's going to happen, Lisa, this.
Yeah.
I just presumed that whenever he's laid to rest, we'll get our plot number and we'll go and we'll see him and all the rest, you know.
So what happened then?
So I got out after that. That was fine. And I got no word. I had no word about the plot number or any of that. And everybody was saying to me, Lisa, you know, where is it? Nobody had gone over to the plot because they wanted to know exactly where Owen was buried. Myself, I'd been to the plot. So I had known what it was like, you know what I mean? And
this is before?
Yeah, this is before. Like, we had been to the plot and Owen wasn't even in it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Was this for another baby or?
No, we went because Owen, like, we thought Owen was in there, and we went, and then I seen all these plaques and all these things, and you know, they're gorgeous, like I've said, and
but you didn't
beautiful.
Know where.
But I didn't know where Owen was buried, so I thought no. So I went. I was over and back to Letterkenny with infections after everything, and I was in one day, and I just thought, no, I'm going to ask here now. And I was afraid to ask. It was playing in my head, and that's the truth. Going over and over in my head, will I ask, will I not, will I ask, will I, you know.
Now, the question wasn't going to be, is he buried? The question was, whereabouts is he in the plot? Because I've been going to the plot.
I kind of figured, I thought to myself, no, there's something going on here. So I just thought, I'm going to ask him, is
Why
he buried?
Why did you think that?
I don't know. I just walked in there and I just...
When you were going to the plot, you didn't feel that your son was there?
No, I wouldn't say that. I went to the plot and I did think he was buried on the 19th. Okay. I did. Yes, I did. But when I walked into the hospital that day, I was in my head and I was like, no, there's something going on here. I'm going to ask, is he buried? Let alone for the plot number, I'm going to ask, is he buried?
Why did you think that?
Because I felt in my gut... It was in my gut. I felt there was something going on here. There's something not right. And that's the truth. I just thought, no, there's something going on here. I'm just going to ask. I know. I was playing in my head. And that's the truth. I was afraid to ask. That's the truth. I was even afraid to ask the plot number. It was, you know, it would go round my head. And I just said, no. And I just turned around and I says, Owen is buried, isn't he? That's the words I said. And she said, no. And I said, why not? She says, I'll find out for you. So she went away and she came back and she said that he was in the mortuary and he was going to be buried the following day. So I started quizzing, obviously, you know, what has gone on, whatever. And there was no, I wasn't getting anywhere. That's the truth. I wasn't, you know, when you're asking questions and you're not getting anywhere, that's how I felt. I was just acting stupid. Do you know that kind of way? That's what I felt, like I was being stupid.
Were you angry?
Oh, I was furious. But I didn't show that, if you know what I mean. I kept my manner because I wanted to know, you know. And like, my partner was there and he was telling me to stay quiet. Don't you know where he's buried, you know. But he didn't know whether at this stage, you know. He didn't know that I was going to come out with that. He thought I was going to ask for the plot number. He didn't think that I was going to come out with this question. But I thought, no, I'm just going to ask it. And thank God I did, because I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't know. But... anyway, she said she found out and he was being buried the following morning. And I said to her, I'm going to the burial. We're going to the burial tomorrow morning. And she said, you're not allowed to go to the burial due to private and confidential reasons. And I just flung my hands up in the air and thought, that's it. I'm getting nowhere here. This is not working. You know, and I wanted to go to the burial, but there was nothing working.
So you said, well, I'm sure it's a month later.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me my son isn't buried at all, even though he's supposed to have been buried 3 weeks ago, and I've been visiting this plot.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'd visited the plot once now from that, yeah.
Okay, and you were told, well, he's eventually you were told he's in the morgue and he'll be buried tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Which blew you both away, I presume.
Oh, we were, I was not fit to talk, you know. I was grieving at the same time. You could say that I wasn't in my right mind at that time. So I was infuriated with anger and I left. And then it was to think that I lay there. And when I went home, I was infuriated. So I wrote the letter. And they said they'd have answers for me by the 6th of February. This was in December. And then we got the meeting then for the 20th of January. And we met with the two ladies in Letterkenny Hospital. And that was the biggest question to me, was why he was left. And then to hear he was never in the morgue. That's what we were told. He was never in the mortuary.
So where was he?
He was in gynecologist ward for 4 weeks. To where? I don't know. But the room I left him in, we walked him to the room. I figure, and this is just my personal opinion, that's where he was left.